All right, hey, it's Patrick Kerrigan here with Mark Stickney, recording live outside. Don't have a name for the podcast yet, so we're just going to roll with it. We're going to talk some NBA hoops, some matchups, some finals, some MVPs, give all our takes on that. Mark, it's nice to have you back in the Southwest from the West.
Yeah, back in Minnesota for the week. Great to be here. Weather's nice.
Enjoying the weather outside, which you can rarely say in early April in the great state of Minnesota. All right, so we're talking NBA. We're getting towards the end of the season. We got some interesting playoff fighting teams, especially in the Eastern Conference. Western, we know it's going to come down to Westbrook over Anthony Davis, and Westbrook seems to have the edge with the wins. But in the East is pretty interesting. We got, in the last three spots, we got Milwaukee with 19 games back, Miami 21 and a half games back, Brooklyn 21 and a half games back, and that's the last three spots. And you got Boston still in the mix, 22 games back. So a half game out of both Miami at the 7th spot and Brooklyn at the 8th spot.
Could argue Charlotte and Indiana, very outside chance, but still in the running.
I always thought Indiana would be really interesting if they had Paul George back.
I think there's no doubt they wouldn't be in the playoffs.
Yeah, but
they would be knocking one of those teams out.
Coming when Indiana really hit their streak, which they were going after the All-Star break like 2 weeks ago, I thought that he was going to be back a lot sooner, and that's why people had Indiana as a sleeper. But I don't hear anything about him coming back anytime soon, so that's why, I don't know. They've struggled of late. They've won two of their last 10 games, so they're on kind of a losing streak. Milwaukee hasn't looked impressive. They could give up. There's a point there where I thought the Heat were going to take them for the 6th spot, which is big because in the East, you got Atlanta and Cleveland at the 1 and 2. And nobody wants to play either of them.
And then it's just a bunch of teams that fall under it. So you got your two premier teams, and then the rest is kind of just a wash.
If you're talking to anybody who's watching basketball and you're worried about a team out of the East, they're not going to say anything besides Atlanta or Cleveland. I think that's fair to say. Chicago, banged up. Don't have Derrick Rose, obviously. Jimmy Butler's coming back off injury. Washington's a mess. Toronto, not proven anything in the playoffs. They're an interesting team going in. But these last three seeds, how do you see that?
You got to watch for the Nets.
The Nets?
Won 5 in a row, 8-2. They're the streaking team right now. They are sitting in the 8th spot right now, which, I don't know. I would probably rather be in the 8 than the 7. I think I could see the Nets giving the Hawks kind of a run for the money. Even though the Hawks have been up there all the time, I have my doubts as how they're going to perform in the playoffs.
I agree. As an NBA fan, which team out of these, we'll stick Charlotte and Indiana in there as still in the hunt for that 7th playoff spot. Which of those teams, two teams, so you get the 7th and 8th spot, we're pretty sure Milwaukee's going to make it. Which two teams would you want to see as an NBA fan?
I think I would want to see exactly how it is. I'd like to see,
I think the NBA would want to see
Miami wants, or yeah, the NBA wants to see Miami versus Cleveland. And I think with Brooklyn just being as hot as they are, I think that is the team that you want to see give Atlanta a run for money. Boston is impressive. It's good coaching. Charlotte's not going to do anything. Indiana, like you said, you had higher expectations, but without George, it's probably a lost season.
Boston, I'm amazed that Boston, after giving up Rondo, giving up Jeff Green, they got Isaiah Thomas, and then they just got a bunch of role players playing on their team. Like, their second best player, their go-to guy, is, what's his name, Brandon Bass. And he was a role player on a championship team. He's their starter and second go-to guy offensively. Isaiah Thomas comes off the bench. I didn't know that. That surprised me.
It's good coaching. It's
Brad Stevens effect?
The Brad Stevens effect. There's a lot of promise for the future of the Boston Celtics, especially coming out of the East.
I'm interested to see what moves they're going to make in free agency. Especially, you're going to have big names in the next 2 years. Kevin Love, not sure where he's going to go. Like, he has the option to back out of Cleveland after this year, player option. So, all the debacles that's going on in Cleveland, you never know what's going to happen there.
It's a big market team. People are going to want to go there.
Yeah.
It's a down year, but they're freeing up tons of money. So, Boston,
And you think some of those free agents that are coming out of the West would look at that as an opportunity coming to the weaker conference? Yeah, big market too. Boston, a lot of history there. I feel like I'm trying to think of any.
Cousins might be the big one.
Cousins, yeah.
Supposedly, if Cousins doesn't work out in Sacramento, where would he want to go? Boston would probably be a good fit for him.
I don't know. I feel like Boogie's just got his own agenda. I don't know what his likes or dislikes are, but when you see him have a go through some dislikes, he's just different.
He's a nutcase.
He's nuts. But yeah, he's one of the, I still think he's one of the best top three at least centers, big men in the game.
A 2020 game is in it for him every week.
But then there's the other part of me that thinks, all right, we were saying the same thing with Kevin Love last year.
That's true.
Awful winning team, not really fighting for anything. Could we be thinking the same thing for Cousins, or you think he holds true to, like, if you threw him on a playoff-caliber team right now, he'd pull a little more of his own?
I think he'd have more of a presence. I don't know. Kevin Love's role kind of changed, and I guess it matters what team you're going to. I don't know if Kevin Love was necessarily the best fit to play with, like, LeBron, and they kind of transformed him more into an outside shooter, I feel like, which he can do, but
he's so much more than that. You're using him as a stretch, like a Ryan Anderson, basically, a stretch forward. That's not the kind of money he's demanding. I thought when he got signed to Cleveland, the first thing I thought their plays were going to be was going to be LeBron getting a pick set by Kevin Love, and then you got the pick and pop scenario where you got to cover Kevin Love on the three, or the pick and roll scenario if he's rolling to the hoop, or LeBron just drives to the hoop. I feel there's no way you could have covered that, and I don't think they ran that at all. Their offense is an enigma to me right now, but
yeah,
that is what it is. So you got
things working out.
So do you? So do you think that Miami and Brooklyn are going to be able to hold on the last two spots?
I do. I see. Looking at the standings, I see it ending exactly how it is.
We got schedules. I think we agreed Brooklyn has the hardest schedule for the rest of the year. They're playing Toronto twice, I think. No, Toronto once. Atlanta twice. Milwaukee, Washington, Portland, Chicago. I mean, the only team that's not in the playoffs that they're playing for the rest of the year is Orlando.
You got a question playing Atlanta twice, though. I'm pretty sure
they've locked the one seed. They've locked the one seed.
Are they going to be playing for everything? You think they would. They'd still perform. But there's a little hesitation there.
Yeah, because if Brooklyn gets in, this is Brooklyn's schedule once again we're talking about, they're going to be playing Atlanta in the first series.
That's true.
As Atlanta, do you want to concede just because you have the one seed and give the team that you'll be playing in the playoffs a week or two later that kind of confidence and momentum going in?
You could also let Brooklyn win, though, if you want to play the Heat.
Huh. Interesting. If you're Atlanta, who would you rather want to see?
I would rather see the Heat.
In the first round than in Brooklyn?
They're injured, and it's just, I look at the streaks. I don't know. I mean, Brooklyn is one of the hottest teams in the NBA right now.
Who's Brooklyn's coach?
Brooklyn's coach is,
I can't remember who Brooklyn's coach is.
Who's Memphis? Lionel Hollins, right?
Oh, it's him? Oh, jeez.
He is not a bad coach.
He's not horrible, but I'm looking at playoff pedigree teams now.
And he's the dad of Austin Hollins.
That makes all the difference.
Yeah.
So we got, okay, but this is what I'm thinking. You got management of the Brooklyn Nets, which has sucked ever since it's happened. They've gutted their teams. They've spent too much money. They've re-gutted their teams. They've basically just kept Joe Johnson, Daron Hollins, and Brook Lopez along for the ride.
Joe Johnson's contract is
ridiculous.
It's like $20 million a year, isn't it?
It's ridiculous.
They can't offload
for a guy who's never won a playoff series, along with Daron Williams, who's never won a playoff series. Brook Lopez never won a playoff series. The coach has never won anything. And then you got Miami, where you got Dwayne Wade, three-time champion, Pat Riley, GM, Eric Spoelstra, coach. I mean, I think they'd be able to manage their health situation, especially coming in the last week of the playoffs, to where they're going to put themselves in a position to win, no matter if they're playing a one or a two seed. I'd be more scared to play Miami than Brooklyn.
I mean, you're the Miami boy. Do you think Miami can beat Atlanta?
How many games? It's the same thing. It's the same thing that you were saying with Lambeau. Stop. It's the same thing that you were saying about Atlanta not being able to have proved themselves anything in the playoffs. That's the only way I'm giving it a little hope. I do think the series would probably go to six, at least. I would give the edge to Atlanta just because they have played really well. They got a good starting five. And Miami's health is questionable. And you never know. And when I mean health, I mean Dwayne Wade. Because he can be out there, but we all know there's a difference between healthy Dwayne Wade and non-healthy Dwayne Wade. What you get with that? And it's way more important now in the post-LeBron era. So
do you see... So where do you think Miami's going to be? How do you see the standings finishing out?
I see Brooklyn struggling with the last couple ones of those. Miami's got Cleveland tonight, which I think they're going to lose. Then they got Detroit, Indy, Charlotte, Chicago, Toronto. Chicago, Toronto, besides Cleveland tonight, are the only two playoff teams that they're playing for the rest of the year. So those last two games, Orlando and Philly will both be trying to lose those games. It'll be, I don't know. I think they're going to
they
win
do
more.
Have a schedule.
I think they're going to get the seven. The 7 seed.
Do you want them at the 7? Or do you want them at the 8?
I'd want them at the 8. As a Miami fan. I think Cleveland's just going to turn... LeBron's going to go playoff LeBron. And just no nonsense. If we thought he was ignoring Coach Blatt before, just wait till the playoffs start.
How have they done against each other, though?
Heat and Cleveland?
Without
the Heat?
LeBron on the Cavs. Well,
yeah.
How many games have they played this year?
They've played three. This is the fourth tonight.
And what's
the Heat have won two. And the only one the Heat lost in Cleveland, Wade didn't play. And they won one of them. The last game they played in Miami, Bosch wasn't this one. It was the ones that Bosch wasn't in. Tonight, that's another reason why I think tonight Cleveland's going to do the no-nonsense thing. Just in case they have to play them.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's got to be promising. I mean... There's got to be a little confidence there. I don't know how Miami's done against the Hawks. But,
I don't know.
It's two different... It's like...
Oh, they just lost the Hawks.
Two entirely different teams or matchups to me. I mean, everybody's asking is Atlanta for real, even though they've had this amazing season where they've pretty much been on top the whole time. It's really hard to say Atlanta's the team that's coming out of the East.
Yeah, because we've seen those kind of teams before that have held one seed throughout and then just... when it comes to playoffs, but just we don't hold title aspirations and they don't pass the title aspirations.
All right, well, let's do this. Let's look at how the standings are right now, and we'll play out the playoffs in the East.
Okay, so right now, Atlanta-Brooklyn.
Atlanta-Brooklyn. I am going to say it's going to be a tougher series than a lot of people think. See it going possibly to 7, but I'm going to say Atlanta at 6.
I see it differently. You're holding a little higher aspirations for Brooklyn than I am. I see Atlanta at 5, maybe 4.
Okay.
I could see possibly a sweep just because, I don't know, Brooklyn...
You got to think Brooklyn's going to take 1 at home.
I guess that's why I'm giving them 5, maybe, but... Atlanta, I think they're hearing all this talk, too, about how no one sees them as a real playoff contender coming out of the East. Everyone's picking Cleveland. And I think they want to come out and show. But it's the playoffs. Anything could happen. But I'm saying
Atlanta. All right. So Cleveland Heat. I think another tough series, but Cleveland probably takes it in 6.
I'm seeing 6-7. I mean... Heat are so dependent on their health. Dang's been hurt. Beasley's been hurt. Whiteside's been hurt. Anderson's been hurt. We all know Wade's issues. Bosch is out. McRobert's out. I mean, I would have loved to see once that Goran Dragic trade was made, and we had the starting lineup of Whiteside, Bosch, Dragic, Wade, Dang. I mean, I'd see that as... They would have been up at the 6th.
Yeah, they're in a tough spot
because
they've been injured all year.
But yeah, now I see Wade winning one for them and then we getting another one. But yeah, Cleveland will advance this in 6. Cleveland 6.
And now this is where it gets interesting a little bit because these teams are, you really don't know what to expect out of them. Toronto will be playing the Bucks.
That's really interesting. It's really just because
I can't believe that one of those two teams are going to make it to the second round. And I just know it's not going to be the Bucks. So Toronto gets lucky playing them. That three spot, they're tied with the Bulls right now for that three spot. They hold the advantage at the tiebreaker. But if I'm the Bulls, I want that three spot. Not that Washington's like that like great of a team either, but compared to how the Bucks have been playing since the All-Star break, since that trade, they got Michael Carter-Williams and gave up, what's his name? The guy who goes to Houston. Or not Houston, Phoenix. Whatever. Brandon Knight.
There you go.
Milwaukee's just looked bad. So I see Toronto taking that one in five.
I actually do, too. I don't think that's going to be much of a series. Milwaukee is just...
Milwaukee's a good young team. I mean, they get Jabari back next year. But right now,
happy you made it in the playoffs, guys.
They're not meant to win. So
I can still see them lose the sixth seed, but they're going to be in the playoffs and lose the first round 4 or 5 to someone.
They're probably pretty solid on the six. They seem to have a couple games, it looks like, on what's below them, and they're a few behind Washington, so it's almost like... Unless there's a complete disaster by another team or them, they're probably falling into the six. It's just who are they going to play?
Yeah. So we both got all no upsets yet.
No upsets.
We got the 1, 2, and 3 seeds advancing. Interesting one here: Chicago Bulls, Washington Wizards, 4-5 matchup.
I feel like Chicago's in this role every year with the 4 seed or the 5 seed. They always seem to win this series to me.
I
don't see them losing this series. I actually think, I think Washington has a lot of talent. They should be higher up in the standings, but it's just I think it comes down to coaching a little bit, but I can just see Chicago edging this out. I could see it going to 7, I guess. I don't know. It might be, I don't have a lot of faith in Washington.
Bold predictions. You can't be wrong. You got to say just what it means. I don't know. It doesn't matter.
I'll go Chicago in 7.
Chicago in 7. This is interesting because I like Washington. I like the way Walls changed as a player. I hated him. Hated the way he played the first 2 years in the league. He's really opened my eyes. Been able to pass better and actually play a little point guard. But if you're Washington, if you're Wall or if you're Beal and... Their coach, like Whitman, sucks. Randy Whitman sucks. Could you not necessarily concede the series, but would you be a little worried winning that series, thinking maybe if you win that series, you got to deal with Whitman for another year?
Yeah, you can't really fire him if you win a series, even though it's the East. Like, what are Washington's expectations going into this year? I think to win a championship was a little bit of a stretch. They made it to... Did they make it to the conference finals last year?
No. They didn't make it to the conference finals. They made it to the semifinals. Conference finals last year was the Heat and the Pacers.
What's it? Yeah. Well, actually, they exceeded expectations last year. I don't know if you can really say they were a step above this year.
They were supposed to be. A lot of people were thinking they were going to be top 3 seed, at least. Top 2.
I mean, they were... not that different. Wall's definitely matured, like you said. I think there's a strong argument to fire Whitman, and I would be afraid if you guys win the series. It's tough to fire him. It's tough to fire a guy that wins a playoff series with Washington's expectations.
Golden State last year. They won a playoff series. Mark Jackson gets the can.
That's true.
Is that a different scenario? I don't know. That kind of shocked me, but...
I mean, I guess you got to look at who you're getting. Like, who's Washington going to get?
Thibodeau. He's leaving Chicago.
Chicago. So Washington's going to beat Chicago, and then they're going to take the coach. <That'd take me.
laughs> Actually, fire Whitman. Whitman's going to Chicago.
Trade coaches. Seems like a new thing that's going on. It's just trading coaches. But, I don't know. I mean, Kerr... There was a lot of hype around Kerr, which plays into it a little bit. Maybe there's that big name out there who would want to go to Washington, but I don't know who that is.
I'm trying to think of coaches who are not coaching right now come out and want to take on that squad, because that's a talented squad you got there, but I can't think of anybody.
So it's hard to see them fire Quinn. Washington before Quinn wasn't that great. I mean, he acquired all this talent. He didn't, like, build the team, really. Someone else did, but...
I feel like some no-name Spurs assistant coaches so they can come out and take the job and just make Washington a contender.
Washington the team each year to play San Antonio.
All right, speaking of the West, I think we're good with our first. We have... Oh, I didn't say mine.
Who do you have? Chicago or Washington?
I don't like Chicago, but they do win these series. I think Chicago's going to win it 6 or 7. That'll be easily the best series in the first.
Yeah.
Besides maybe the Heat and Cleveland, just because the NBA will love that. Yeah. But, so I think we're all going high seeds for the East. West, it gets interesting. We're not going to talk about too much about OKC and New Orleans. We'll just assume OKC is getting in. And this will be a bunch of interesting first-round matchups. We'll start Golden State, OKC.
So I don't think this is going to be much of a series. I mean, everyone's hyped about Westbrook, but one guy's not going to be able to beat Golden State. They'll definitely... I see him maybe winning one game where Westbrook goes off, like he has been, but I don't know. I don't believe the hype as much as everyone else. He's great. It doesn't change the fact that they're still the 8th seed.
Yeah, it's not like Westbrook's been winning games and moving him up in the standings. They're still fighting for their playoff spot. He's about, like, I think in the last 24 games, they're 14-10, something like that.
Yeah, it's nothing special.
He's putting up points and stats and stuff, but they lose a game every now and then. So when you get into a playoff series, yeah, you got a good player, but Golden State, they have a good player of their own, with Curry.
He's getting all these triple doubles. I will say it's not hard to score 30 points when you take 30 shots. So
yeah.
I don't know. It's Durant is the leader of that team. I wish Durant was coming back, because then I don't know how I would pick that series. That would be a fun matchup to watch.
That'd be a good lineup for OKC. I have Westbrook, Durant, Cantor, Ibaka. Who'd be their three there? Do they start Waiters? I don't know.
No.
That's still an interesting lineup, though. I got Golden State winning that 5. I'll give, like you said, OKC.
They're going to win because
Westbrook does superhuman Ninja Turtle something.
Yeah.
Wins.
They'll take one.
Yeah.
Memphis, Dallas, the 2-7 matchup. This one, I don't know. I think people are a little hesitant about Memphis. I personally love them. I think this won't be much of a matchup. I can see Memphis taking this in 5 as well. What are your thoughts?
Both these teams, Dallas and Memphis, had such high aspirations. And I'm saying this mostly to Dallas, especially after their Rondo trade. They're doing really well after the Rondo trade. I think they're before the Rondo trade, I think they're the 4 seed, somewhere around there. They get Rondo, they get Stoudemire. They haven't been doing so well. You got Rondo and their coach going back and forth with each other, but they still have a lot of talent on that team. Are they going to beat Memphis? I don't think so either. But Memphis hasn't been playing well of late either. They've not just lost, but they've gotten beat by double digits by a lot of teams. So that's a cause for concern later on, but I don't think it will affect them this one. I got Memphis. I'll do 6. I'll give Dallas 2. I think Rondo puts his head on just for the playoffs because he knows it's the playoffs.
What do you think of Rondo? He was a star. He was like, back in the Boston days, I felt like they were like, well, all these, you know, you got KG, you got Allen, you got Pierce, like, but everyone, I remember like statements going around like, this is Rondo's team. And now I feel like he's just fallen completely off the cliff.
Well, he was lucky to be blessed in that scenario, first of all. He gets thrown into a spot where he's a young rookie, and he's got 3 big names and a good players coach in Doc Rivers. But you got 3 names like KG, Paul Pierce, Ray Allen, who want to win championships. So they're done worrying about their individual accolades, and they're fine with giving him that title. But also, Rondo's young enough, and he's got veteran leadership to where he's not much of a
problem as he is now. And now he's like, what, in his 7th, 8th year in the league?
He's getting up there.
And he doesn't have, he's not the young kid with the old veterans around anymore. He's just another one of those players. And so now I think we're seeing the real Rondo come out. And I don't think it's going to go away for his career. I think he's destined to be a guy who he has to be the number one on his team. And I feel like that's the issue with Dallas, is he's not the clear-cut number one. They don't have a clear-cut number one. I think that works. Just ask Atlanta. But I think he's destined to be on, like, a Phoenix team or something where they're always going to be fighting for the playoffs. They're never going to take the hump because he's never going to share the ball.
He'll have good years where he gets them into the playoffs or something like that, but then they'll be a one-and-done team.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think that's what he's destined to be. I don't think he'll... You think he'll be in Dallas next year?
I don't think he can. I just don't see how it's clearly not working with the coach. The team's worse since he arrived. I mean, there's no reason to keep him, really. I liked the move at the time, but it's not going to work. They're going to take Carlisle over Rondo. Like, Carlisle's not going anywhere. That's their coach.
Yeah.
So I have a feeling he's going to have a say in getting rid of Rondo. But I don't know. If they could work something out, I'd like to see it, because I think Rondo's pretty talented. And like you said, he could be the leader of a team. He could be the leader of Dallas. I mean, I think Dirk's in that role now where he's kind of, I don't care what my individual
accolades are. Yeah.
I just want to win another championship before I can retire. But we'll have to see. Anyways, this year, they're done.
Yeah, they're not going to do it. They run into a brick wall in Memphis. Throw them in the East, they'd be... 3 seed,
yeah,
they'd get
there.
To the semifinals or conference finals, but no. All right, we got these next two series are the ones I'm really interested in. San Antonio and Houston. Houston's the 3, San Antonio's the 6.
Like 100 miles apart or something like that.
Oh, yeah, battle in
Texas.
That
close. This is actually a really tough series. I don't see how this is not going 7.
Houston and Memphis are tied, too, I should point that out.
Yeah.
So that could easily change.
If I were... You want to be the 2 seed.
Oh, yeah.
You don't
Memphis
want to play San Antonio.
Houston are playing out for the rest.
San Antonio, both these teams are, it looks like, 8-2 in the last 10. San Antonio's won 5 in a row. They're doing the thing probably where they've been resting a little bit all year and they're ready for the playoffs. I would probably go with San Antonio in 7. Coaching, Popovich versus McHale.
It's not coaching. It's basically Harden. You pick and pop, or you driving pop, or you driving score kind of play. I don't know how Houston's going to play with Howard coming back in. If that's going to screw up their dynamic or not. He's been out for a couple months now, and they've still played well. And that's why Harden's got such an MVP candidacy to fight for. But
I don't know if you'd want Howard back. Really,
it's interesting. You can't say no. Because he's a 7-footer, one of the best defenders when healthy. But, yeah, he could clog up that lane for Harden. I don't know. I don't know if it's going to benefit as well. I mean, I hope it does for the benefit of watching a good series. But he's another guy, kind of like Rondo, but different to where I don't know where he fits on a team. Dwight Howard.
He needs to be the guy. He's not the guy in Houston. He clearly wasn't the guy in L.A.
You think he's really regretting leaving Orlando?
I think a little bit. I mean, he's lost a lot of, I feel like, his fame or his, like, Superman mentality or...
Yeah. Usually, there's a time he was, like, a top 3 player in the league. People were putting him up there when he was in the finals with Orlando. And now, he's not top 10. He's, I don't know, oft injured. Doesn't have a role on any team because... One, he's injured, or one, he just gets to that team and they haven't figured out a role for him yet.
He hasn't handled everything correctly, so he's not the most loved player anymore.
Like, he doesn't seem that competitive either.
No,
like, something about his goofy edge.
He's constantly joking, which isn't the kind of guy you really want on a championship team.
Wow.
But, I don't know, he's interesting. I don't know, like I said, with Houston, I don't know if I'd want him. I mean, like you said, you'd want him back, you think, but Houston's got a pretty good thing going. Harden's taking over. Do you mess up that whole dynamic by bringing him back? What do you got? San Antonio, Houston?
I got San Antonio. I got
tough
him going.
Tough series? Or?
It's going to be tough, but I think it's going to be 6. I give San Antonio 6.
Give Houston some, maybe, I don't know. San Antonio just finds a way to win whatever. Like, I was trying to think if who's going to win the first game and how they're going to dictate the series. But with San Antonio, I don't even think it matters. They'd be fine if they lost the first game. They'd be better, obviously, if they won the first game. But either way, I think it's just going to go six. They're going to frustrate. Popovich is going to do something where Kawhi is going to shut down Harden, or at least limit him.
Yeah.
And then when you have one-on-one matchups that can stop Harden, it just shuts down the three-pointers. They trust Kawhi just shutting them down.
Can they slow down that offense?
The Houston offense?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If Kawhi's healthy, I think he's one of the best perimeter defenders in the league.
He is.
So put him on Harden. And this is the playoffs now, so he's not going to get a lot of those bailout calls that he gets. But
to get the line.
Yeah. Especially against Pop. So I see six. San Antonio moving on. Our first upset. First upset of the whole playoffs. We got San Antonio. Will it be our last?
That's the thing with the NBA, though. I mean, it usually goes how it's seeded. It's the one sport where I feel it. I mean, all the other sports, it's a lot of times it's the hottest team.
Yeah, until you get into the later rounds. Well, this that has to go with, you got series play at the NFL, you got one and done game kind of thing. Baseball's always interesting.
Baseball's tough, but
That one's definitely the hottest team. Hottest pitchers.
Hottest pitchers.
Hot pitchers.
Exactly.
All right, we got to finish up here really quick. We got one more series. We got Portland and L.A.
L.A., I think they're going to get this done. I'm going to go with, it's going to be a tough series. Portland's always really good at home, so L.A.'s going to have to pretty much escape with one game. I think they do it. I think they take the series in seven.
Yeah, I think the Portland, Wesley Matthews going down really hurt Portland. They're not deep enough. It was a good pickup for them with a Aflalo, but they're still, their bench is still limited, especially with Matthews going down. I got L.A. and six. I do like Portland, though. Next year, if they come back healthy, it could be really good.
So we're the same.
So we're the same.
Picked everything the same.
This is not fun. We'll wait till next time when we pick our playoff winners, our Eastern Conference champions, and our MVPs. But for now, we're running out of time. We got someone coming
Gilligan's
by.
Gilligan's here.
Gilligan's here. So I got to close out before he makes a word on the podcast. Thanks for tuning in. We'll come up with a name later.